Did God ever change your mind? Did God ever change your mind? Yeah, this is Moses, and I'm here to bring the daily inspirations for the 11th day of the month. And yes, I was planning to have a series of messages or inspirations this morning on, or this week on creation. And it seems like that's just not coming together. So I'm not sure what God has for us the rest of the week, but I trust that God's grace will be sufficient and that he will give me a message for each day. This morning, it seems like God has said to simply read the 23rd Psalm and make some comments on it. So that's what I want to do. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if we consider a flock of sheep and a shepherd, you know, that flock of sheep is completely dependent upon the shepherd, completely dependent upon the for food, for safety, and all that, you know, and for that flock of sheep is dependent upon the shepherd to lead them, and to find food for them, to find shelter for them in times of storm, and also to find shelter for them overnight, and all those things. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So if we consider that the Lord Jesus is my shepherd, I shall never want, I shall never lack, he will always provide for me. Yes, he may provide for me in ways that we don't understand. And why don't I have enough food to eat today? Well, you know, it's good to fast. The Bible says that we are to fast. And so, just because things are not going well does not say that the Lord is not my shepherd. Because the Lord knows what we need, and he puts into our path exactly that which we need. You know, even as we consider a shepherd, sometimes a shepherd has to break a lamb's leg. Now that does not seem like a good shepherd, does it? But the reason that the shepherd would break the lamb's leg is because the lamb needs to learn dependency. The lamb needs to learn to depend on the shepherd and not to wander out of the way. And so if the shepherd breaks the leg, then that lamb has no choice but to depend on the shepherd. So he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. How beautiful. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And that's what, isn't that what a sheep needs? To the green pastures, the grass to eat, and beside the still waters, the beautiful, oh, how beautiful it is to, you know, on an evening to be beside the lake, and it's all quiet, and we look over the lake, and we see the setting sun across the lake, and the beautiful reflection in the lake, and maybe the green trees in the background, and the setting sun. What a beautiful thing it is. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. You know, well, what a better shepherd than that? He takes care of our soul. He knows that we are but dust, and he knows that we have needs. So he restores our soul, and he leads us in the path of righteousness. If we allow him to lead us, he will lead us into ways that we don't understand. He will lead us in the path of righteousness. For why? For his name's sake, it says. For his name's sake. He has created us for his glory, for his honor. And oh my, sometimes we just take our life in our own hands and we want to do the things that we want to do. We do things for our own sake. But that's not what we're created for. We're created to walk in his path for his name's sake. Things that bring glory to him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Do you fear no evil? Do you have fears? Do I have fears? Do you trust the Lord with your whole heart? No, that's what God wants. As a good shepherd, he is right there. And I have no need to fear any evil. It says, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. Now, if we consider a rod and a staff, you know, they're a rod of correction and a staff of correction, maybe. But it says here, they comfort me. Why? Why does the rod and the staff comfort me? Because it molds my life. It shapes my life. It helps me to stay in line. Helps me to do that which I need to do. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Wow. He prepares a table for me. Where? In the presence of my enemies. There we can sit down at that table, right in the presence of our enemies. You know, I think I'll share it at this time. Just came to my mind. I have learned over the years, you know, I was excommunicated from the Amish church back in 1982, and my wife and I were excommunicated, and we have learned to appreciate that. And, you know, if some of you don't understand how we have come to appreciate that and would like to know more about it, we would be glad to share with you on a personal level. But we have come to appreciate that. The one thing that we appreciate you know, we don't get to interact with the Amish very much anymore. We don't get to interact with our brothers and sisters very much anymore. But one thing they do, they are faithful in inviting us to funerals. And we have learned the blessing of staying after the funeral and sitting down for a meal. And we have come to appreciate the fact that the treatment that we get at a wedding. We have our own separate table. They sit us down at our own separate table. And we have our own waiters or waitresses. And they just give us a royal treatment. And we're so blessed that they would treat us that way. With our own separate table and our own separate waiters and waitresses. It's so beautiful. And we appreciate that. We appreciate it. The Bible says here in Psalm 23, verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't know what all that means, but that's one thing that for me, at a funeral, is so precious to us, that we sit there and they wait on us. They serve us. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. You know, if God is filling our cup, it's running over. The blessings of God are running over. And I trust that somebody is there to catch those blessings, and that they're not just running over in vain, that they're not just running over to be swallowed up by the earth, but I trust that when our cup runs over, it spills out on someone else. It spills out on someone else, and that God's blessing just not only is for myself, but it reaches out to others. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, God's goodness is so wonderful. It's so awesome how that God showers his goodness upon his people, and his mercy shall follow me, it says. How long? All the days of my life. And not only that, but it says I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. That means eternity. Spending eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what great rewards for serving the Lord. What great rewards for having the Lord as my shepherd. He is truly a caring shepherd. He is our hope. He is our only hope for eternal life and security. And so we can rest in him. We can lay down beside the still waters. Lay down in the green pastures beside the still waters. Yes, he is there. He is there, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, we can walk away from God, but God, excuse me, he is always there. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So this morning, I hope you found it a blessing to walk through the 23rd Psalm with me. And, you know, there's lots of Bible verses in the Bible that we can just simply make personal, and we can look at them, and we can just, it can be a blessing. So I don't know what God has for us the rest of the week, but I trust that it will be a blessing. It will be something that God wants to show to you. So pray for me that I might truly be able to bring the blessings of God to you, and that my cup will run over and you will be the recipient of the blessings that are running over from my cup. So God bless you as you go about your day today, and may you glorify the name of Jesus. And may you, as it says there in Mark and in Matthew, may you open your mouth for the Lord Jesus. Because he said, go you out into all the world and preach the gospel. And so that's for each one of us, that we would open our hearts and mouths for the Lord Jesus, and we would preach the gospel wherever we go. God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. And come back again tomorrow. Bring your friends and neighbors, and trust that you will have a great day.